There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours of the program, Josh Applebaum's going to join us in 30 minutes. VSiN sports betting analyst. Give out a couple of picks at that point. Jeff Seely had a winner last week.
Hey-o.
Max Homa had it here on this show. Who does he like this week? We'll find out in 1 hour. And Mike Palm is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino, and he'll join us in studio Wednesdays with the Maestro, and a lot to get into regarding the Super Bowl with him, obviously, at that point. Paulie, every morning when we come in, there is a, you know, just the way it's going now over the past couple of weeks, something not even to do with the games on the field or the Super Bowl itself, but there's a major news story that happens the day before, the afternoon before, the night before. Yesterday, of course, it was the Brock Purdy stuff. And today we have to kick around what happened yesterday with Sean Payton getting announced as the new head coach of the Denver Broncos and the merry-go-round that was for Denver and their entire coaching search. Now, I read today he's reportedly getting between $17 and $20 million per year. Could be higher than that. And I think he was actually looking for between $20 and $25 million and the picks that the Broncos had to give up to get this guy. And now all the combined picks they've given up the last 2 years to get Russell Wilson and Sean Payton.
Yes. I think it's enormous for the Broncos. It's good for the league. We need the Broncos relevant again. Seven straight seasons without making the trip to the playoffs. How bad the offense was, you got to be all in here. I mean, if he can't fix Wilson, it's a disaster. And then maybe they might throw their hands up after this year and say, well, that's it. We have to just eat this and go in a different direction. But just think about what kind of quarterback Drew Brees was in San Diego and what Peyton made him a superstar and how great he is as an offensive mind. So they were great defensively. But between Hackett and Wilson, and they were just a horror show on offense, and they got to turn this around. And certainly, I know it looks like he was their third choice, but I think it worked out for the Broncos here. You got to get this organization turned around.
Yeah, I think they actually had more choices than three. I know you're going to bring up Harbaugh, D'Amico, Ryans, mm-hmm. the story that happened yesterday between, there was a, right? A fisticuff almost.
Sure, Rappaport and Schefter.
A Twitter fisticuff between those two, and was it really coincidental? Was it their third choice? Did they actually go to other? Well, if you go back to, and this is probably, 2 months ago now, Hackett was still the coach. I was told from a very good source at that time that it's already a done deal. Like, Hackett's not coming back. That they were going to bring in Dan Quinn, but they had to wait out the Cowboys season before Quinn could accept the job officially, right?
Yeah.
So then once we got to this point, they talked to Quinn, but even Quinn's like, I changed my mind. I'm going to go back to Dallas and be the defensive coordinator. And I said that on the air, like, if you had to make a bet right now, I wouldn't put it on Dan Quinn. Well, he changed his mind. Because there was talks when the season was going on for him to be the guy. So no Quinn, no D'Amico Ryans, no Jim Harbaugh. They all talked. And now believe what you want yesterday between Schefter and Rappaport, whether or not they actually had to go back again to the well because Ryan said no to them one more time.
I believe Rappaport.
You
yes. Because they didn't want to give up picks for the coach, right? The money's one thing. But they didn't want to give up more picks.
And I don't blame them for that because,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Feeling it out, see if they could get a coach before giving up more picks because of what it took to get Wilson last year.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is it's got to be refreshing for this organization because you went Joseph, Fangio, and Hackett back to back to back. And now you get a good coach who's won a Super Bowl. 16 points per game, dead last. Last on third down. 11 times. They were held to 16 points or fewer.
Yep.
Think about that. So while you were thinking the Quinn angle, the defense wasn't the problem. You got to fix Wilson in this offense. And if you can fix Wilson, that should be a playoff team, even if he's average. But it was the close loss. At one point in the season, they were number one in scoring defense and last in offense.
Oh, yeah.
So think about that, how bad this was offensively.
Paul,
it's historic that you score. That's 11 times you're held to 16 points or fewer.
They had 9 one-score losses on the year.
There's another one.
9 of them. They allowed 253 points through 14 games, 18.1 per game. That was good enough for second in the league before tapping out. The defense kind of quit on the season. They gave up 51 on Christmas Day to the Rams. They were 8th in yards per game, allowed 6th in yards per play. They allowed 8.5 points per second half, 7th best in the NFL, and it was a touchdown before the final 3 weeks, which was number one in the entire league. And so where are you at now with this team actually bouncing back? Because I'll ask you this. What if they win 7 games next year, 2 more than this year, but Russell Wilson's the same guy?
Well, you're in trouble.
Does Peyton get a pass?
Yeah.
Or are we going to... Will
yes.
he? Or will... You know how this world works.
If you can't fix him, you would just say he was...
It's Russell Wilson's cooked that.
Yeah, right.
At that point.
Yes.
So
you have to go in a different direction.
Where are you? Okay, so do you think Wilson... How do you look at that entering next year? Do you trust the first decade of his career where he was awesome and a top 10 quarterback and a Hall of Famer in Seattle? Or is it possible that last year was really what we're going to see from Russell Wilson moving forward?
I think it'll be a little... He can't be. He's not as bad as he was last year, but he wasn't as good as he was in Seattle. We won a lot of games because of the defense. But you could also say who was Baldwin. I mean, the guys he was throwing to. But I think he came on at the end of the year. There were a couple good games that he played. He played well at Kansas City. He played well to close the year against the Chargers. I think Peyton will be able to fix him.
Yeah. See, I'm not going to write off
MVP level. I don't think we'll see that again.
I don't think so either.
No.
I'm not going to write off the Broncos and Russell Wilson because of what we saw last year. I think that's kind of making a mistake.
Right.
I have to be patient, and I could eat those words come October 1st next year.
Right. Now, should you move the Super Bowl odds as a result of this? I don't think so.
But not like some books did.
No.
I mean, I'm noticing as low as 20-1 of the Broncos. That's because of the coach? Come on. I'm seeing 45-1 at some spots.
I think the Broncos are big winners, even if he was their third or fourth choice. McCarthy's a big winner now that he's locked up in Denver. So now Jerry Jones isn't going to say, well, win this year or else I'll go to Peyton. So that works out for McCarthy, and they get rid of all his assistants, and he's supposed to call the plays. But this could come back to haunt this organization for a long, long time. If the Chargers get rid of Staley and hire this guy, that's dangerous now. He has Herbert to work with in that offense. Chargers organization may have blown a big opportunity.
Oh, that would have been the team.
Absolutely. Made the most sense.
I think out of any... Forget the Cowboys even for a second because of Dak. The difference between, to me, Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert, there is a pretty big gap there. I love Herbert. If Peyton goes there with all that talent on it, they're not going to blow that game against Jacksonville.
There's also not expectations. You're not America's team.
Right,
not,
correct,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you're flying under the radar there.
They have no fans in Los Angeles.
No.
So, I mean, that guy could go there and work wonders and be there for, you know, until he's 75 years old if he wanted to be. So the Broncos do have expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this now because they're not... That is a very football-hungry part of the country. And they are a proud organization that has, by the way, won a lot over the years.
Yep.
So Peyton does need to figure this out. And it all basically, it all boils down to what we're talking about. They have to fix Russell Wilson.
And then since Manning left, it has just been a motley crew of horrible quarterback play.
Yeah.
And you thought you had it fixed and solved that problem with Wilson, and you didn't.
No,
and he goes back to Elway, who of all people, Elway couldn't decide and evaluate talent at that position.
A couple of things I do like that they're going to be working with, and why, again, I will trust that Wilson's going to be much better than this year. Don't forget, they lost Tim Patrick before the season started. So their trio at wide receiver, it was going to be Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and Tim Patrick. That's pretty damn good. And Patrick never played. He's a really good weapon. And then I'm a huge fan of Javonte Williams. They lost him immediately.
Yeah.
Guy's a complete stud at running back.
And Gordon kept fumbling.
Of course.
Right. He didn't have a chance, though, with Hackett. He had no idea what he was doing.
No.
I mean, again, it's an all-timer. The crowd chanting down the play clock because they couldn't get the play in. Were you surprised Ryan took the Houston job?
No, not surprised at all.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's where he played.
Okay.
You know, that's and he was the shortest shot on the board, I believe, right, to take the Houston job.
I'll tell you what's interesting now is Fangio was saying, wait a second, not a done deal. Could Fangio now go to San Francisco?
He could.
Because this is multiple places said it was a done deal. He's the DC at Miami. He says it's not done on my end.
Yeah.
So now he's probably waiting this out with Ryan's, who leaves. He could come in and be the DC in San Francisco.
Could be. I would actually, that's the way I would look at it if I'm him. I'm going to say, I'm going to change my mind on that.
Yeah.
By the way, this one, it kind of reeks of, you know, going from Hackett to Peyton is almost the same on paper as what Jacksonville did this year. Going from Urban Meyer.
I agree with that.
To Doug
Sounds
Peterson.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's by the way, another one I'll throw out there. It's kind of like going from Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens, to what Stefanski was able to do in his first year. Now, Stefanski, it's kind of worn off a little bit there in Cleveland, but he did a great job in his rookie season there.
Yeah, and there was a lot of things of Wilson going rogue and doing bizarre stuff with the play calling and how he was acting. And
Peyton
will make all that. It's Peyton's offense, so.
Don't forget about that.
Oh, sure.
I mean, those reports that came out of Denver,
yeah,
that he was still calling out audibles as if he was the Seattle quarterback, and players in the team are like, what are you saying? I don't even know that language.
Plus, they knew early on that Hackett was in over his head and a buffoon.
Oh, my God. You knew after the Monday night game.
Yeah, sure. All Peyton has to do is flash the ring and just look at my resume. Look at my record. Look what I did with Drew Brees,
yep.
Right?
Next weekend, the last weekend of football, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more on qualifying bets and get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Paulie will run down last night's betting action and win some, lose some coming up next. LeBron did it for the first time this season, and it paid 14-1. And sports moments that would have snapped the internet and or social media had they happened in more modern times. That's coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Great game in the Garden. Lakers with a big win in overtime. LeBron with his first triple-double of the season. That paid 14-1. Can't believe it was only his first. Could have paid higher. No doubt about that, but you'll take it.
I can't believe the game went to overtime.
Yeah, that game had everything.
Boy, they blew that in regulation.
Oh, God. They got potential, though.
Absolutely,
it's right there. You make a big trade. You can win a series or two in the playoffs, no doubt. LaMelo Ball triple-double, 17-1. Clippers-Bulls under, 230 down to 225.5. 108-103. Overs in hockey last night went 3-0, and some moves in the NFL. Frank Reich to Carolina paid 10-1, and we saw Sean Payton like plus 350 to go to Denver. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Watch the show, VSiN.com. We hit every demo here, and this is a great dog video to start. I mean, this guy, give me the volume. Crank that thing up. Need the volume. Need the volume here. The Rottweiler singing. It defeats the purpose then. The Rottweiler is singing. The baby comes out. The toddler is singing. And the Rottweiler is right there in step, helping out and singing and crooning and hitting all the high notes as well. And it goes on for about a minute. Very good. We'll try it again next time. How about this? Sammy P. Hello, Nesson. Hello, Massachusetts. That was yesterday. Sports betting was live. And that's WynnBET. More on this coming up with Apple Bob. And the books were packed.
Finally, here
yesterday.
We go.
Yes. Absolutely. One win some for the Broncos. ESPN stats and info. In 15 seasons under Sean Payton, the Saints led the NFL in yards per play, third down conversion percentage, and red zone touchdown percentage. Since winning the Super Bowl, the Broncos ranked 28th in yards per play, 31st on third down, and 31st in red zone touchdown percentage. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Well, that's the other. I mean, Joseph Fangio Hackett.
Yeah, exactly
right.
Going
to this
right.
guy now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only way you can go is up. Lose some, Lakers, Knicks under. 237 down to 231. Bucks, Hornets over. 239 up to 244.5. That was 124 to 115. I'm going to put this under lose some. I mean, this freaks me out. Woman lying down inches before a massive 380-foot drop. Devil's Pool, Victoria Falls. Oh, God. It's like The Fugitive when he jumps up to the Peter Pan, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Tommy Lee Jones has him cornered. And Harrison Ford, oh, that is something. Now, what a view, number one. But just to be laying down right there and then one false move and you're fish food, buddy.
Got to do it for TikTok. Have to.
Oh,
I'm going to get a lot of hits.
Oh, God.
Imagine if you just happen to slip.
It's over. Ball game. Absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
But there's no way Harrison Ford. Yeah, it is amazing. But there's no way he could survive. Richard Kimble. No way he could survive that. Come on. He made it. Richard Kimble. One bad beat. Lakers, Knicks under. Went over in overtime. I had no business going to overtime.
It did not.
And 129.
That's a bad beat.
129 to 123. Absolutely. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. This is what Mitch was talking about. Eric Robinson tweeted this. You can please email and tweet at us at VSiN Live and FTM at VSiN.com. What sports moment that occurred pre-Twitter would cause chaos on the app if it had existed at that time? Number one, got to be the Bronco chase.
Well, yeah, that
has everything. They take off the NBA Finals. They cut away from the NBA Finals with the New York Knicks involved to cut to the Bronco chase. And O.J. was huge back in the day. Hell of a football player. Hall of Famer. was doing TV. Edge was in movies. I don't know what the equivalent, some people have said The Rock, but the equivalent, that happened today, and they cut away from the NBA Finals, and then the Chase, and then the Baba Booey, and then they prank Peter Jennings on live television. Al Michaels has to step in and say, prank caller. The guy's obviously not across the street, as OJ's driving around with a gun to his head, and he thought maybe he's going to commit suicide on live television. 1973, two Yankees have a press conference to announce they swap wives and families. Fritz Peterson still with his wife today, as I understand it. The other couple, the teammate, it didn't work out. It lasted like 2 months after that. Right. How about that press conference?
How would that go over today?
1989 World Series San Francisco earthquake.
It's on the list. Has to be on the list.
Oh, my God. I mean, you just Al Michaels. Oh, I tell you what, we're having an earthquake. And then you don't hear from him for 20 minutes. They went to a old showing of Roseanne. And then when they come back, you just see the devastation and what had happened. And the bridge collapsing and just, oh.
My father-in-law was driving over one of the bridges in the Bay Area at the time.
No.
And all of a sudden, his car started to, like, swerve on its own. He's like, what is happening right now? He could barely keep control of the car. And he found out within, you know, however long, there's a massive earthquake in the Bay Area.
Oh, my God. Yep. And then you got a long honorable mention, but the Buckner game, 86 World Series, how many people went to bed that weren't Red Sox fans? I mean, it's over. Two outs in the ninth. I mean, this is over. Game six, you can put Bartman on the list. And also Mike Palm, VP of Circa, can chime in on this too. Denkinger. Everything's fixed. That was the best line. We were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, the NFL's rigged. The Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in 27 years. That's what they're looking for. And Jacksonville made the playoffs. Denkinger, 1985 World Series. The Cardinals are going to beat the Royals. Blown call. Worrell steps on the bag. He blows it.
Oh,
I mean, he was on the bag. They blow game six, and then it was like they got blown out in game seven. Was it 14-1 or something?
Yeah.
Game was over early. So if you want to talk about a blown call. St. Louis is going to win the World Series.
And the way people react, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I can't argue. I mean, clearly the Bronco chase, I think, would be in the conversation for number one if it's not number one. So I knew you were going to go there. I'll go with some other ones. A couple of honorable mention I wanted to bring. Certainly the Miracle on Ice.
Well, very good.
If times are exactly the same.
Yes.
What was going on in this country, Russia, huge underdogs, they win that. Miracle on Ice would have absolutely broken the internet.
Okay.
Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan incident.
How big was that?
I got home from school that night. Every single day, my mom and dad had to watch the nightly news. And
updates,
the story comes on. And that's all it was. It was massive.
Okay.
Like 1994. The Tuck Rule. Twitter was not around for the Tuck Rule.
Yeah.
But I think I have to go. I'll put another baseball spot at number three, the 88 World Series. Again, you have to remember, baseball was an absolute monster.
Yes.
And that A's team was a machine.
Look at the ratings.
And everybody, it doesn't matter where you lived. I know it was Oakland and Los Angeles, but you could have lived in Miami or New York. You had interest in that game, in that series.
Gibson couldn't even walk.
Could not walk. And he hits the home run off of Eckersley, who you could not touch that year.
Yep.
I didn't know what to do with number one or number two. I don't know which one would have been bigger.
Yep.
But I remember watching the fight, 1997. I remember where I was. Mike Tyson biting Holyfield's ear off.
Good choice.
Forgot
about it. You also have the angle of what happened out here. All hell broke loose. There were shootings in the casinos.
That's right.
People were flipping tables over and grabbing chips. It was a free-for-all in a Donnybrook.
Yeah, it was absolute bedlam out here. But when he first did that, and Holyfield's reaction.
He did it twice, right?
Did it twice.
Yeah.
And when he starts jumping up and down, watching the broadcast, what happened? And like, he bit his ear. Like, wait a second. The angles that would have been out, stuff people tweeting about that would have been nuts. I don't know. Is that bigger than when Magic Johnson shocked the world in 1991 and announced that he had AIDS?
I think that's got to be one. People thought he was a dead man. It was over.
What we knew at the time?
That he was exactly 2 months to live.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
And here we are, 32 years later?
Oh, we know someone who was front row at the press conference, attended the press conference.
Yeah.
And he was he was there. He said everyone's like, well, it's a death sentence. Everyone was emotional because like Magic will die soon.
I'm guessing that people were afraid to get close to him.
Well, Carl Malone, certainly, yeah.
I mean, I'm saying at the press conference, they're like, easy. I don't want to get too close to Magic. I'm going to die too.
Oh, well, yeah, it was.
You know, that's what people thought about
everything.
That.
Yeah. Right.
But so I still think, I mean, if you, in real time, the OJ chase would have been...
Oh, it had everything. Everything. They cut away from the NBA Finals to show it.
You think about that for a second. Imagine we're in the NFL playoffs.
Right.
Hey, guys, you won't believe what's going on. Right. OJ's on the loose.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Or it's like, yeah, The Rock just did something. Savage. And now The Rock is going 30 miles an hour on a freeway with 50 cops behind him.
Yep.
I mean, that had everything.
Right.
Everything. The sports angle, OJ, afterwards, in the standoff in the driveway, the phony phone call, Baba Booey.
Mm-hmm.
It had everything. Everything. Al Michaels had to step in.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
And you can't forget about with some of these on the list. Again, baseball was absolutely huge. Boxing with Mike Tyson. He was the biggest thing in the world for a good decade.
Yes.
Maybe more.
Yes. Everyone had to watch the Tyson fights.
Had to.
Even though they would only last a round.
Yep. It was worth it.
It was
worth paying whatever the pay-per-view was to get a house party. Hey, we're going to watch him knock out somebody in 90 seconds. Okay, great.
Yeah. Good list.
Up next, VSiN betting analyst Josh Applebaum is going to join the program. We'll get into maybe a little Super Bowl line movement and I think some college basketball plays for tonight as well. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. We're going to share all your emails and tweets coming up. Great job, guys, with the sports moments. Start your morning with VSiN's new podcast, VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Josh Applebaum gives you every piece of info you need to be ready for the biggest games in just 15 minutes. Line moves, injuries, and what you need to be looking at before you make your bets. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Let's go to the Sinister Northeast. He'll set the scene. Thanks for the time, Josh. What was it like there yesterday? It was Massachusetts went live with sports betting.
Yeah, it's great, Mitch and Paul. You've been waiting for so long since 2018 when PASPA was overturned. Obviously, you guys have been able to bet for quite a long time here, but New England, it felt like everyone else was having fun except us. Literally every New England state except Massachusetts had gone legal. But basically what we're seeing here, guys, is the opening yesterday was successful. You look at the three casinos right now. We don't have mobile betting yet. A lot of people have been asking about mobile. Mobile's going to take a little bit longer. That's not going to launch until they're saying around first week of March, ready for March Madness here. So there's three casinos in Boston or in Massachusetts. You have the Encore, which is the big one,
okay,
which is closest to me. That's where I'm going to go. Plainridge Park Casino, and then you have MGM Springfield, which is a little bit in Western Mass here. So so far, so good, guys. You had a lot of big celebrities in Boston throwing out, quote-unquote, the first pitch, making bets. You had Julian Edelman bet $11,000 on the Celtics to win the NBA championship here. I think they're like plus 360. Johnny Damon, Sean Thornton, Cedric Maxwell. So went pretty good. The only hiccup I heard is that when people were trying to cash their tickets, there were some issues with the kiosk. There were some issues with going to the window. So, you know, it's like a soft opening here a little bit. People are pumped. Going to take a little bit to iron out any kinks. But finally, we are legal. And I don't have to say hashtag let us bet anymore. It's finally here. I'm pumped. Everyone's excited.
They caught a break that it took so long because people would have pounded the Boston Bruins at a big price.
You're exactly right. Plus 450. Yeah. Although they have lost three straight here, Pauly, but they have a line move tonight in Toronto.
Okay. But what do you think of the Super Bowl line movement? I know it's circa. They opened Kansas City the favorite, obviously swung to Philadelphia. What are your thoughts so far on the line and maybe where this could wind up going off at?
Yeah, this one's fascinating here because it reminds me quite a bit almost of like some deja vu from that Cincinnati and KC line where we saw an initial move toward Team A and then a lot of buyback toward Team B. So you're totally right here, Paulie. A lot of these books open around a pick 'em. You saw Circa maybe get out a little ahead of themselves, laying a -2.5 there at the open. Immediately you had a ton of smart money hit Philadelphia, flipping the Eagles from a pick 'em or a slate dog here to around a 2.5-point favorite. And we kind of were sitting Eagles -2, -2.5 for about a couple days. And then we did see a big buyback play yesterday where the reports of some wise guys liking the Kansas City Chiefs at +2.5. Thinking that, hey, I don't know if we get to three, but that's kind of your high watermark. So between yesterday and today, there has been buyback on the Chiefs, 2.5, 2, down to 1.5 across the board. Now, the Eagles are still the big public play. They're getting 70% of bets across the market. And just a couple things to think about here when you get to the Super Bowl. Number one, line movement is really, really important because the odds makers have so much data to go off of with both these teams. Their power rankings are really, really sharp with so much information to go off of regular season and now postseason, that when they set a line and they're forced to move it, that's really an indication of big money causing them to move the line. It's been typically been kind of smart money here that typically wins and covers these numbers. If you look at just the team taking in the line movement since 2005, these teams are 11-4 against the spread. So they've covered these numbers if they're taking in line movement in their favor. Now, that technically would match with the Eagles here, whether it's a pick 'em, short dog, now still to a favorite. But here's the other thing. If you look at these short favorites, if you're a favorite of -2.5 or less, you've actually gone pretty well here. 3-1 ATS, last four matchups. And remember, a couple of these, Kansas City against San Fran, they were just -1.5 a couple of years ago. The Patriots were -2 against the Rams. They were -1 against Seattle. So what's interesting is that when you get to the Super Bowl, line moves are critical and dogs tend to bark pretty good. They're 12-7 ATS the last 19 Super Bowls, but it's really the dogs hitting three or more that do well. If you're a short favorite, you tend to cover these numbers. So I'm leaning Eagles here right now, guys, but I think there's no reason to bet it right now. We'll see how this thing develops. If you start to see it get closer to a pick to the contrarian side, KC, that'll be notable. But I do like this under, guys. It opened around 50-ish. It's starting to be juiced up under 50, -115. Like, it may get down to 49.5. And these high Super Bowl totals, if you're a Super Bowl total of 48 or more, the under is 7-2 in the Super Bowl since 2008. And just playoffs in general, high total of 48 or more, it's 67% over the last 5 years. So lean under for me. I lean Eagles here, but let's wait this thing out. We got quite a bit of time here.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, VSiN Sports Betting Analyst Josh Applebaum. One college basketball game I wanted to ask you about tonight. It's Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Sooners around, I'm looking at between 3-4 here at books in this city anyway, total around 130.5. Now, situationally here, Josh, this team is coming off, I mean, that had to have been one of the best performances of the year by any team in the country. They absolutely blew the doors off of Alabama over the weekend. So what do you make of this spot tonight against Oklahoma State?
So typically, good point here, Mitch. I like to bet against teams that have a big upset win or just kind of a really huge game that the public latches onto them and they become a big public darling. But there has been one really good angle here in conference play. It's money lining short home favorites. So I'm actually looking at Oklahoma here on the money line. Some shops open as low as -3. You mentioned it here, Mitch. You know, you're seeing a 3.5, a 4 out there. So line movement has been toward the Sooners in this one. But my angle here would be the home cooking. It's been incredible here. But if you look at these Big 12 home favorites just straight up in conference play, they're 26-11, straight up 70% here. That would match with the Sooners. Also, if you're looking at just money lining short favorites in general, if you are a favorite of 4 or less at home, you have a line move of at least half point in your direction, they're 63% straight up here with an ROI of around 7%. Also, kind of a revenge angle. You know, one thing we saw yesterday was a big fade the trendy dog play that came through with Kansas. Kansas, a lot of you go on Twitter, it was, hey, K-State's getting too many points, grab the points. But Kansas had the line move, and that was a revenge angle. Kansas had lost to K-State previously. You look at Oklahoma here, it's a revenge angle for them. They lost 72-56 back in January. Now you're at home. KenPom has them winning by 3. Much better shooting team, 48% versus 44%. So I'm money lining the Sooners here tonight.
Did you bet a Super Bowl prop, and what's the most creative prop you've seen?
So one creative prop that I've seen here, Paulie, would be looking at whether or not you're going to have a doink, basically, whether or not you're going to hit an upright here. You're going to get around +350, +400. We've seen, you know, kickers having issues. You know, obviously we think about Maher and the Cowboys, but a lot of pressure. Do you have a doink? That's one thing that kind of caught my eye, at a little bit of plus money here. But I think in terms of just props in general, you know, if you want to take a contrarian angle, when you get to Super Bowl props, and it's incredible, you had Johnny Avello on VSiN say the other day, they have over, you know, thousands and thousands of props out there. Pros love to hit these things early, but if you kind of want to bet against the public's really going to lean on a lot of plus money props, kind of that parlay mentality, bet $10, try to win 100, or they're going to bet on a lot of yeses, a yes, no prop, take the affirmative here. So if you want to take a contrarian angle, what I like to do is actually lean on some chalk, lean on minus numbers, lean on some no's. It's kind of the one way you can bet against the public who's just looking for big payouts here. So that's something that I'll keep in mind. And again, you probably want to hit these things early sooner rather than later. By the time you get to next week, a lot of the number and the value could be gone.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Appreciate the time. Go get them in Massachusetts.
Thanks, guys. I'm running to the book. Have a great day.
Yeah. You go. I don't blame you.
And listen to the download and subscribe to the podcast, Daily Morning Bets with Josh, every morning.
Okay. So some of the reaction we're getting.
Great response. Very creative.
Think back in your brain, like, what moment would have absolutely broken the internet, broken Twitter in sports if it happened today? This is a great one that's under the radar. How about the Heidi game?
Oh, God.
1968, Raiders, Jets. Raiders scored two touchdowns in the final minute to win 43-32. They pulled away from the game. It's taking too long. We got to get to Heidi.
Yeah.
And they put Heidi on.
Yeah.
You imagine that in today's football? Let's say it's, I don't know, Chiefs Buccaneers playing. Brady against Mahomes on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday night.
Long.
Nah, it's going a little bit too long here.
But on the Seinfeld episode comes on.
Here's a rerun of MASH.
This is from Truck, the Malice in the Palace.
That's an unbelievable submission.
Fighting fans going in the stands like Slapshot and the Hanson brothers. I mean, that Jermaine O'Neal would have killed somebody.
He was going to. Yes, he would have.
He got a running start
and
slipped on water on the floor. Got a running start, was going to knock a fan out in the next week. Just an embarrassment for the league and what our test was. The whole thing was innocuous. Guy threw a cup at him. He's laying down on the scorer's table, and he goes in and along with Steven Jackson, and it was, oh my.
I was on the phone. It was a Friday night. I was on the phone with my mom. Bill Walton, I believe, was on the game.
Correct.
And I said, I don't know what the hell's happening. I said, Mom, I got to call you back. I don't know what's happening. I got to watch this. Hung up the phone.
It wouldn't stop.
Our buddy Adam Hill and I, we were out that weekend, and it was on ESPN News. It was a rerun. It was a loop on ESPN News, and we were watching it with the volume up the entire time. Could not get enough. Like the whole weekend. I'm not joking.
ESPN did a lengthy recap years later and interviewed the people involved in what happened. And at the time, after the game, Ron Artest says, you guys think we're going to get in trouble for this?
Yeah.
He was suspended the whole year.
Well, and that's the thing, right? If the fan doesn't, if he throws the cup at somebody else, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It just so happened that he threw it at Ron Artest, and that guy was a maniac.
Yep.
And he decided, you know what? Here we go. That was a bad idea, pal, because I'm coming at you right now. And all hell broke loose.
That with the what happened is do we ban alcohol at arenas? It was everything was on the table.
Yep.
For like 2 weeks about what transpired there, and then the suspensions.
Oh.
I mean, it changed things for years for Indiana and how the fans looked at the team.
We are getting some great emails and great tweets on this. Games that you would or events that you would never think of that you're like, oh my God, how did I miss that? We'll run them down for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
One game left. Get up to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Win up to $10,000. Bet $10 to get a square. If your numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Last week, this was on Twitter, Eric Robinson. What sports moment that occurred pre-Twitter July 2006 would cause chaos on the app if it existed at the time. We did our list. I had Bronco Chase, 1973, two Yankees have a press conference to announce they swap wives and families. San Francisco earthquake, World Series, 1989, Buckner, Bartman, Denkinger. And Mitch had Magic announces he has HIV. Tyson, the ear bite, Holyfield, bite night. That was very good.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of, I actually, my honorable mention was very, very long. I didn't even mention all of them.
Your fights are, yeah, your fights. You have the Kerrigan-Harding scandal, but also your fights, what you got into as well. Rumble in the Jungle, Thrill in Manila, all very good.
Sure. We're also, this is a great email that we got. How about George Foreman over Michael Moore when Foreman was 45 years old and popped him and he knocked him out right cold right there.
Yeah.
That would have, a 45-year-old man winning heavyweight championship of the world.
Yep. We got several on the Immaculate Reception. Very good. What's the, couldn't get the proper angle. Did he catch it? Did they never signal touchdown? Madden wants to know what happened, right? Who won the game? Is it a touchdown? What, did it hit the ground?
Yep. I also had this on my honorable mention, and I'm glad people brought it up to remind me. We're getting emails and tweets on this. Dale Earnhardt Sr. dying at Daytona. It was 2001. Think about how popular he was and how big NASCAR was massive 20 years ago. Huge. And it was getting more popular by the week, I thought. And to win the Super Bowl of their racing, and that guy could never win that event. And then he dies on the race track.
Yep.
Coming down the final stretch.
Okay, very good. No, numerous people have sent in Lennon killed. Yeah. And Cosell has to announce it on Monday Night Football.
Did we bring up Buster Douglas knocking out Tyson? That's the middle of the night.
Got to be. Yeah, middle Tokyo. Yeah, middle of the night. Vaccaro, the only bookmaker who put a line up on the fight.
Honestly, if that happened today, I think you're probably going to, most people are going to watch that like on Twitter or social media. And they're going to get the reaction on that because it's, are people going to be going out for a fight that's in the middle of the night everywhere in this country? Or are they going to be okay following it somewhere like on social media? I think that'd probably be the case. I'll give you some other ones.
Yeah. He was unstoppable. I mean, you couldn't last a round with the guy.
No, no.
And then
God,
you
no.
lose. And plus everything that occurred in that fight, you thought it was over. He knocked Douglas down, the slow count.
Yep.
And then Douglas comes back and knocks him out, and Tyson on his knees looking for his mouthpiece.
Another boxing one, Fan Man.
Yes.
Dude comes in with a parachute. He's paragliding into the ring outside.
Yeah.
Between Bo and Holyfield.
Gets caught in the ropes. They beat the hell out of him. Absolutely.
I never would have thought of these, but these are incredible. How about George Brett in the Pine Tar game? Again, that's 1983. Royals were awesome taking on the Yankees. Just picture that happening today, 40 years later. And if baseball was as big today as it was back then, he lost his mind.
He said he was going to do it in the dugout. If they take this home run away. Right.
This one I think needs to be on the list. Probably top three.
This might deserve, the listeners should get a prize for this one.
Do you know where I'm going?
Yes.
Bobby Knight throwing the chair?
Oh, no. Bobby, no. I thought you were going with another basketball.
Okay. Again, picture yourself, college basketball back in the 80s. Again, just 90s college basketball was the best any sport's ever been, in my opinion. Absolutely loved it. The sport is not the same today as it once was. But can you imagine a coach at somewhere like Indiana, he gets so mad on the court that he decides to throw a chair across. I mean, that would be a story for 2 days.
Weber timeout?
Probably.
That could be one. But I thought you were going with the 1972.
Oh, that's
that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's a standing ovation, that one. Was it the Olympics? The
72 Olympics,
Was it four? They gave them four tries? Four?
They gave multiple tries.
USA.
To win the game.
Soviets, basketball, gold medal.
And Doug Collins refused to accept the silver medal.
Yes.
We were completely robbed. And
clock air, do it again. We weren't set. Run it again. Like on the fourth try, push off, catches it, lays it in at the buzzer. Soviets win.
Yep. Because Olympic basketball is still really, really big today. The Olympics are still really big. Probably not what they once were, but it's, the entire world is watching. And to have something like that ripped from you, another one that, as long as we're on the Olympics, and I met Roy Jones Jr. once, and I had to bring it up to him. And I don't know how many people watching the show remember that fight, but that's one of the all-time ski mask jobs I've ever watched. I never went back to YouTube and watched it again, because my dad and my older brother were two huge boxing fans, and we watched Roy Jones live in Korea dominate the gold medal match, and he got robbed.
Yeah.
And they gave him the silver medal. I remember the reaction of my dad and my older brother with how bad it was.
Oh,
so to me, all these years later, I remember. But I told Roy, I'm like, this is 10 years ago. I'm like, that's still, to this day, one of the worst robberies in all this. And you could just tell that he was still pissed off about it.
Yeah. Because boxing was so popular, but boxing also was everywhere in the 80s. And it was on regular TV on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I used to, once a month, my dad would say, Who won? Who'd they give the decision to? That's it. I'm done with the sport.
That was once a month. Yes.
And then what happened, right? very good. Mike North, Monica Seles, stabbed. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Very good, Mike.
Yep.
John, Hank Gathers. Yep.
Hank Gathers has to be on the list.
Yeah.
That team was, again, that's college basketball in the early 90s, and they went on to make an Elite Eight run without him that year. He led the country in scoring.
Yeah.
And Bo Kimble shooting free throws left-handed. Still one of the coolest things. Because remember, I mean, when Hamlin had to have CPR, that stopped the sports world for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Hank Gathers died on the court. How about the Leitner stomp?
Or the Leitner shot.
Because that too.
Same game?
Same game.
Okay.
That game probably would have broken Twitter. Because he was... College basketball has always needed a villain, and he's the biggest villain of all time in the sport.
Yes.
And this is under the radar, too, from Doug. Robin Ventura charging the mound against Nolan Ryan.
Oh, got his ass kicked. He put him in a headlock and unleashed hell on him.
That was Greenlaw punching the ball. Come on, kid, what do you got?
He must have taken 20 shots off. How about that? And then the age difference, too. I mean, what a bad idea that was. Comes running out, and then, oh.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to say the Robin Ventura walk-off single grand slam.
Well, that sports betting would have lost their mind.
The sports betting, yeah. One of the worst beats of all time.
That's
very
true.
They let him get to second base.
Yep.
What sports moment that occurred pre-Twitter would cause chaos on the app if it existed at the time? Very good. Good feedback. Those were dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deep dive, 72.
Well, all of these, too. Again, I never
–
like 5, 6, 7 of these I never thought of. But the 72 Olympics absolutely has to be on the list.
Yeah, has to.
Bobby Knight throwing the chair must be on the list.
Yeah.
Time now for your pro tip of the hour. Josh Applebaum joined us earlier. Fade the trendy underdog. It came through with Kansas versus Kansas State last night. Today, Oklahoma is in a similar situation to bet on using that angle. And that game got me last night. I was on K-State, had that one in pocket, bet it. Number went against me. And they just could never... It was basically a 9-14 point game the entire way. And both teams shot a zillion free throws. They just called foul after foul in the game. But that was a loser for me last night.
Yep. And every pick, so that's what Josh is pointing out today. Every pick from every host, every guest, VSiN.com/picks. And get up there for every pick on every show.
Dynamite. Oh, this is really good.
Another one?
The Len Bias overdose.
Oh, no. Yeah.
My brother was so mad at me that I would not believe him. He grabbed me by my neck and threw me up against our parents' house. He was so mad because he loved Len Bias. And he started to he was almost like choking me. He's like, Mitch, why would I make this up? Screaming at me outside. I'm like, okay, fine. I believe you. Whatever. Just let me down.
Yep. Bruins players in the stands fighting fans at MSG for the Rangers. Oh, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That video is that slap shot too. That slap shot with Malice in the Palace.
Yeah.
You got shoes involved and guys in there with the skates and going in there.
How about Chris? He lives in Canada. Devastated as a kid with the Gretzky trade.
Sure. Shut down the country.
Yes, it did.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The sport and the country.
Mm-hmm.
Gretzky's an icon. I mean, that would be.
Sure,
imagine that.
You understand that.
Oh, that 30 for 30 is dynamite.
It's very good.
I think it was the first 30 for 30
the
they
one.
Ever did.
Mm-hmm.
The Bruce McNall, that trade, my God.
All right, great job with that, reacting to what would break Twitter today if it happened, or the internet overall. Up next, he had a winner last week with Max Homa. I know Indy Jeff really likes someone around 40-1 this week. Find out which golfer to win the tournament coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.